It's time now for a check of the Farm Word Cooperative Grain Market Analysis. Each week, Jalen Petick joins us to give us analysis on what's going on in the grain markets and what you, the owner-operators, need to do to prepare for the coming week. We bring in Jalen Petick. Jalen's on the line for another grain market analysis. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you, Dustin?
Doing all right. So the markets started off the week with a little bit of a shellacking. What's going on there?
Yeah, not exactly what we want to see, you know, coming into a Monday morning to start a fresh week. But, you know, it is what it is. It's based a lot off of, you know, the weather. We've been running up on a weather market, and the areas that were dry did get some moisture, both Argentina and, you know, in your southern plains area, Kansas, Oklahoma. You know, they had a much-needed shot of rain. Obviously, both of these areas still need more, but it allowed the markets to take some risk off after they had been running up for quite a while there. The other big thing, you know, that relates to that is, you know, in our Friday, last Friday's commitment to traders report, you saw that the beans, the funds in soybeans were extremely long, over 200,000 contracts long, about 205,000 contracts long, which, you know, bottom line is the longest, that's the biggest net long position they've had since the spring summer of 2012. And obviously, you know, when they're long, that's a bullish bet, but it also means, you know, you've probably come close to running out of buyers, and you all of a sudden have a overwhelming number of sellers ready, you know, at any moment if we have some weather switch or acreage shift or anything like that. So, you know, on top of that, and then, you know, different things we're looking at, you know, throughout the remainder of the week or into the next week, you're looking at, you know, of course, the tariff news from President Trump today, at some point today. You know, we'll see what comes out of that. The bigger thing, not just what the tariffs are, you know, those are already expected. It's just going to be how does China retaliate to those tariffs. So there's definitely considerable risk there for the market. And then after that, a week from today, next Thursday, you see your USDA prospective plantings report and your grain stocks report next Thursday at 11, with no markets the next day after for Good Friday. So.
All right, so that definitely could make some changes for us right ahead of a holiday weekend, which is not always something you want to see either.
It sure could. You know, it just shows that with a big fund position, you know, another reason why they maybe started to take some profits earlier in the week, and you know, there's that chance going forward as well. There's, you know, definitely some risky things, you know, going forward, like we just mentioned, between the reports, the tariffs, weather issues, stuff like that. You know, there's definitely the chance for your reward, your continued rallies and stuff as we come towards the middle to end of Argentina harvest. Demand news, you know, we have a whole season of our own weather issues left ahead of us, but it seems like the riskier stuff is sooner, you know, right in front of us, where that other stuff is a little ways down the road. So definitely the chance for change ahead, but we'll see. You know, maybe if we get a little drop, that always gives the funds a chance to buy back as well. What you're going to be watching as far as support and resistance points on May corn, we have support at 373, so just a couple cents lower than where we are right now. Resistance is going to be at the 20-day moving average of 383 3/4 on old crop corn there. New crop December corn resistance, 20-day moving average of 403 1/4. Definitely need a close above there. And then that would signal, you know, we can shoot back to our old highs, the 412 range. November beans, 1020 is a huge support on November beans, and that's, you know, just a few cents from where we are now. And then 1034 will be your 20-day moving average resistance on the upside on those beans.
All right, we'll keep an eye on what happens and get ready for next week's reports and see how that affects it when we talk next week.
Yeah, that sounds great.
All right. That's been a check of your Farm Word Cooperative Grain Market Analysis. Tune in again next week when Jalen joins us to let us know what's been changing in the grain markets.